From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. More action on the Iran nuclear accord. The UN Security Council is expected to give its approval today to the agreement Iran and a group of six world powers struck last week to limit the Iranian nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. Once passed, the deal would go into effect after no later than 90 days. The UN vote comes as U.S. lawmakers begin their own review of the agreement. President Barack Obama's administration sent it to Congress on Sunday, setting off a 60-day review period. President Obama has said he would veto any rejection. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter is in Israel on the first leg of a trip to meet with allies in the region about the international nuclear deal with Iran. Secretary Carter met today, will meet today with Israel's Defense Minister Moshe Dayan. He will also hold talks Tuesday with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who staunchly opposes the deal, calling it a historic mistake. Prime Minister Netanyahu spoke Sunday in the U.S. television program ABC This Week.
Look, I think it's very important for me as the Prime Minister of the one and only Jewish state to make our case against a deal that we believe endangers our security, our survival even, and the security of the Middle East and the world.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. President Obama will be hosting Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari today for a meeting at the White House, with a threat posed by Boko Haram militants expected to top the agenda. The two leaders, along with U.S. Vice President Joe Biden, will also likely discuss proposed political and economic reforms in Nigeria aimed at ending widespread corruption. The four-day trip is Mr. Buhari's first to Washington since being elected in March. This is VOA News.